Beginning current daf, Mesechtes Chagiga daf dal, begins 7 lines down the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our Mishnah, which we opened up this parak, this Mesechta, with the halacha of HaKol Chayav, and everyone is obligated in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, of coming to the Beis HaMikdash by the Shalosh Regalim. However, he had a few exceptions, and two of those were Betumtum, that which is no clear sign of gender, and Vadregnis, which actually has both signs of gender, V'chul, etc., they're going to be exempt. So now the Gemara brings the sources for many of these individuals that are exempt. It says in the Pasuk, in Shemais, 3 times a year, it should be seen kol zachurcha. Now the Gemara quotes in the Braisa, zachur, meaning, what it means to say is, had it said kol zachur, so zachur means male, I would only know, lohitzias hanashim, I would exclude women, which are not zachur. But now that it says zachurcha, your males, which is more specific, more exclusionary, your, that's Lohaiti, that's coming to exclude also Tumtum Adregnis, which are also not definitively male. There are situations of doubt or have elements of that, but therefore the extra Endachav, Chav Sofir, is coming to exclude that of a Tumtum Adregnis. Now when it says Kol Zechurcha, all your males, what do you mean all males? What's all your males? Is Rabbi Zekatan going to include even minors who are male, which are generally not Chayiv, that they're also going to be obligated in the Mitzvah Riyah? That's what the Braisa says. So the Gemara explains, Omamar, the town of the Braisa said, Lohaitzias Anoshim, it says Zachar, Lohaitzias Anoshim. If it would have said without the Chaf, so I would have said Zachar is male, takes good women. It says the Gemara, Halam Likra. What do you mean? Why do you even need a Pasuk? Why would Zachar and then Zechurcha and adding on to Miragonis? Why do we need a Pasuk to exclude a woman from the Mitzvah Re'iyah? Mechdi, let's see. Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Garamahu. This is a time bound positive commandment. It's a positive commandment in a limited time frame, which is on the Shalosh Regalim. Now the halacha is a mitzvah Sasei Shazman Garamahu. Any mitzvah that's a positive commandment that is time sensitive. Noshim Baturis, women are exempt, like the Gemara teaches in the first paragraph of Blaun Dam and Beis. So if they're exempt, so why do we need a Pasuk to exclude them? Says Gemara, Itzrach was necessary. Why? So good that you would have thought to say that Neilaf Re'iyah, Re'iyah Mahakil, we learned in the previous daf that there's a Gzeres Shavah comparing the mitzvah of Re'iyah to that of Hakil, where both of them say Yira'ah. Now, Hakil is also a mitzvah such as Mangram, it's also a time bound commandment, it's specifically every 7 years. And it's a specific time. Now, Ma'alal and just look over there, Noshim Chayav, but still women are obligated. Ah, and because it says over there, Noshim V'taf, Afkan Noshim Chayav, so I would also say the women are obligated in the midst of Riyah too. So that's what Kamashma is. We need a special miyud to exclude and say, no, Zachar and not the women. Now, Amamar, the Gemara goes back and says, the master said in the Braisa that Zachurcha, the Chaf at the end, your male is Lahitzitum Madregnis, comes to exclude Tumtum, where we don't see any clear sign of gender, and Andragonus has both signs. Now, says the Gemara, Bishlam Andragonus, I understand to exclude Andragonus was necessary, because Sokhid, I mean, you would have thought to say, Hoyv Isle Tzad Zachar, since there is a masculine part of the Andragonus, he has both. He has the female and the male genitalia. So, I understand there's the male element, so you would say L'chaib, that it should be obligated in that part of him that is male. Kamash Mon, that's what telling you that no, Deber Bifn Asmehu, there's not like half man, half woman. He's actually a separate entity, and therefore he's not included in Zechurcha. But Tumtum, Sveikahu. A Tumtum is that the skin is covering the genital area. We can't tell what's underneath. It's that situation of doubt. Me itzach kralim uti sveikah. Do I need a pasuk to exclude a situation of doubt? Why would I need a pasuk? Why would I think that individual would be obligated? As Tosfos explains, say maybe it's a woman, like we just can't tell. We don't know what's underneath. Not both. It's either man or woman. We're not sure. Now, of course, we would exempt such a person because we don't want them to bring chul into the azara. Because just like a woman's not obligated, and this might be a woman, and you're not allowed to bring what's not obligated to that chulin. So therefore, why do you need a pasuk to exclude a situation of doubt? Why? How would we know to obligate? So Mabayi says, no, the case is talking about not just a regular tumtum, it's kishabetzav mibachutz. So when the testicles are on the outside, just that the male member is concealed. So we know definitively that this individual is a male. We could tell that there's the male organ, but it's just qualified as a tumtum because that's what tumtum means. It means closed up. So therefore, we needed a pasuk to exclude. You would have said, no, we know he's a male. It's not a suffix. But, again, the individual is halachically like a tumtum, and that's what excluding, it's still not a full-fledged zachar, because it's covered over, and hence, he's excluded from zechurcha, and yeah, you needed to exclude it, because you would have thought, because since you know that it's a zachar, under the covering, you would say that it'd be chayiv, that's what saying, no, he's potter. Now, Amamad, the Gemara continues to explain the Braisa. The master said, Kol Zechurcha. What does it mean when it says all your males? It's the Rabbis Lekitan that comes to include minors, they're obligated in mitzvah b'riyah. Says Gemara, but how could you say that? But now we learned in our mission that said, everyone's chai b'riyah, and the first exclusions were chutz mi'cheresh, a deaf mute, shaita mental range, and b'katan, and a minor. We say, minor's not obligated. Some Abayi says, like Kash, it's not difficult. Khan, the Braisa here is talking about b'katan shagil achinach. We're talking about a minor reached the age of being trained to do mitzvahs. Khan, in the mission is b'katan shagil achinach, a child that had not yet reached that age, a young little child, that's a child that's exempt. So it's not a contradiction. But the Gemara says, how could you say that katan shagil achinach, the halacha of that you're saying that the Braisa is talking about, a minor who reached the age of being trained, that's the Rabbanu, that's rabbinic. But you're learning out from the pasuk of kol zechurcha to include a child. But it's only rabbinic if you're saying it's because of a Gila Lechenech. Says, you're right, it's only rabbinic. But cross, the pasuk is just an allusion. It's alluding to this rabbinic law, but it's really from rabbinic. It's not really a deraisa. But then says, okay, but El Kol HaMayasa, then actually, what is the pasuk? I mean, we're alluding to it, like we could show a remiss to it, but it's not really the source because it's rabbinic. So what does the pasuk mean when it's adding on the extra unnecessary word of Kol Zuchurcha? Says, it's like the teaching of the others. The Tanan, which actually is a braisam, the others, they say, Hamakamitz, which the Gemara in Ksubat Avayin Zayin Malaf explains, is that he gathers in his hand the excrement of dogs, which Rashi says that they use it for the skins of animals, that they tan it and make it into leather with the dog excrement. So someone who does that profession, Ovamitzarf Nechayshis, which he smelts the copper in the place where they dig it from the ground, the ore, as the Gemara says in Ksubat over there, Ovahaborsi, someone who's a leather tanner, all these individuals, these professions, these professionals, patruminaria, they're exempt from coming up to the base of Migdash to come with their karbanas. Why? Because the pasuk says, kol zechurcha, all your males, what do you see from there? Only someone who could come with all your males, that's an individual that has this chiv. Yeah, so elu, that excludes these professionals who they have a bad smell. They're not able to come with all your males with their friends because people don't want to be around them. They're actually exempt from the mitzvah of Riyah. That's what kol means to say, kol zechurcha. When we said kol zechurcha to include children, that was only in the smachta. Now the Mishnah said, other individuals that are exempt, besides tumtum and regnus and chershet v'katan, are nashama women, and vavadim she'in m'shachararun, and slaves that are not freed, v'chulu, etc. They're also exempt. So the Gemara says, okay, bishlam and nashamun, and women, that's kedamar, like we just said before, that even from not even zachur cha, had it only said zachur, I would know to exclude women. But at levadim and nalim, how do we know that slaves are excluded from the mitzvah of riyah? So amar Rav Huna, which slaves have certain halachas and mitzvah they have to perform, why would we say they're exempt from this? So amar Rav Huna says, because amar the pasuk says in Shemais, that what's the purpose of riyah? Is to come el pnei other nashim, to come to the encounter, the face of the Lord God. Now, which means to say, Misha in la elo other nechad, only someone that has one lord, one master. Yatzezesh yesh la other nechad, that excludes a slave who has a different master, a human being, he does not qualify for this halacha of Re'iyah. But says the Gemara, wait a second. Halom li kro, why do you need a pasuk as you're bringing to exclude a slave from the mitzvah of Re'iyah? Mechti, let's see. There's a klal called mitzvah sheisha chayevis, but any mitzvah that a woman is obligated in, evid chayevah. A slave, which is a non-Jewish slave owned by a Jew, who he goes through a certain conversion, and he's obligated, and those mitzvahs that a woman is obligated in. Kol mitzvah she'ini shechayevus, by any mitzvah that a woman is not obligated in, in the evet chayev ba, a slave is not obligated in, because the gama lo lama isha, it's learned from Gzeres Shava, says by a woman, by divorce, v'chas of law, sefer krisis, in Devarim Chavdal, and says also by the slave, by the maidservant, oichub sholay nitin la, or that emancipation document has not been given to her. We learn a la, which both of them are actually by freeing them, that just like a slave is a woman, is a slave. So, already said that a woman is exempt from the mitzvah riyah. So we automatically know a slave is like that. Why do you need a special limud, special teaching to exclude a slave from this of El Pnei Adin Hashem? So I'm Ravina, and this is what we start off the Gemara of this Masechta with, this teaching of Ravina. He says, Lo nitzchu, we didn't need to tell you that a slave is exempt from the mitzvah riyah. He's only half slave and half a free person. And therefore, you would have thought to say, okay, there's an element of him that's free, and that's the element that's going to be obligated in the midst of Re'iyah, and he's not like just a regular slave that's like a woman. That's what we needed to tell you, that no, he's going to be excluded, and we know that because he does still have somewhat of a master, and it's not only Hashem that's his Lord. Now, as Rashi points out, as the Gemara and Daf Beis told us, but that's only from the Mishnah Rishayna. But the Mishnah Achreinu, which actually alluded to in the opening word of this Masechta of Hakoil, which actually comes to include Chetzi Evel Chetzi Bechayrin, according to the Ibay Seima, that since we could force the master that owns the other half of him, and he's going to be free, so he's obligated because he actually only has one master, which is that of Hashem. But says the Gemara, Dekinami, a precise reading of the Mishnah also seems to indicate, like Ravina, which again was the Mishnah Rishon, the original version of Beis Hillel, that you didn't have to free the slave. Diktani, our Mishnah is taught, as we quoted that just before, that Noshim women, Vavod Mishen Shachrar, and slaves that are not freed, oh, they have no obligation for this mitzvah. Now, Mishen Shachrar, what are you saying that they're not freed? Elim, if you think it means Shen Shachrar and call, they're not freed at all, it's a full-fledged slave. So then listen to Avodim Stamah, just say slaves. What do you mean? Slaves are not freed. Every slave is not freed. Elalav, rather, isn't it telling us in Mishachron Legamri? It's not totally freed. My Nina, who is that? Mishachetzi Evi, Chetzi Bechayrin, that's someone who's half slave and half free person. Shema Minah, that the Mishnah is telling us that even though he's not full-fledged slave, yeah, full-fledged slave, because we don't need to leave him, he's compared to a woman. But he was only half and half, you would have thought that he would be obligated. That's what I have to tell you. Then, no, he's exempt from that too, from El Pnei Ha'Adr Nasha. Tinalcha of our Mishnah, other individuals that are exempt are Vechigir, someone who's lame, can't walk, Basuma, someone who's blind, Chayla, someone who's sick, Bazak, an elderly person. So what's the source for these exemptions? So Tamar, we learn in our Braisa, says in the Pasuk, in Shemais, Shalosh Regalim Tochik Libashana, three times in the year you should celebrate for me the Yom Tov, and that's what we know as the Shalosh Regalim. Now, but it although Regalim means times, it also is the word Regal, foot. So Prat Labalikam, and that excludes someone who has a wooden foot, where he was amputated his foot, he is exempt from the mitzvah of a Lila Regal. Now, that's one interpretation the Braisa brings. Dava Acher, another interpretation, which actually is the source for the halacha we want to bring from our Mishnah, is that actually the exclusion of Bali Kavan, those who have wooden feet, is actually from a different pasuk. As a Gemara previously in Gimel on the previous daf had told us, from Shalish Pa'amim Bashana, which Pa'am also means tongues, but it also means foots also. So you exclude Bali Kavan from there. So therefore, Golem, what's that regal coming to exclude? That's Prat, that's coming to exclude someone that has his feet, but he has to lean on something else besides his feet. That excludes l'chiger, a lame person, l'chayla, a sick person. Also, they need a cane. L'suma, a blind person, can't see, needs a walking stick. L'zok, an elderly person, he also needs some type of support, like a walker. L'sha'in yachalaz b'raglav, or anyone who can't go up by foot. Says the Gemara, v'sha'in yachalaz b'raglav, so what does the Braisa come to include and says, and if he can't go up by foot, meaning you already mentioned all these specific characters. The regulars are the chigur and the chayla and the sum and the zakan. So what are you adding on who can't go up by foot? So Rabbi actually says, Lasu, it's coming to include, which would be excluded from the obligation, because he would not be in regalim, is someone has a ketindim at base that's mefanki, a very delicate person that can't walk without shoes. Now, the halacha is a person not allowed to enter into the Temple Mount with his shoes, and such a person, how do we know? The Chassid says, "Supposing Yeshai Kisavoy Lirus Pani, you're going to come to see my face." Mibikish is miyatrim. Says Hashem, "Who asked this from you? Ramois Chatzir to trample my courtyard." Meaning, you're not allowed to come with shoes, and this person who's so delicate can't go without shoes. He is Enio Chalaz Berdaglav, so he would also be excluded from Regalim, and he would not have a chiyav of to come up for the mitzvah riyah. Now, turn to look in the Braisa. Additionally, other individuals that are exempt. Ha'aral, someone who's uncircumcised, Vatame, someone who's Tame, are also Betrim Neriah, those exempt from Re'iyah, meaning they don't have to send their Oilas Re'iyah through an agent, through a Shliach. So the Gemara wonders, Bishlam, Tame, you understand someone who's Tame, the Chassid says a Pasuk in Devarim, it says, Vasa Shem, you're going to come over there to the Beis HaMikdash, and then it says, Ve'vesim Shema, and then you're going to bring your carbon over there, which teaches us, Kol Sheyeshne Bebiyah, whoever isn't coming, who could come to the Beis HaMikdash, Yeshne Mava, is in the midst of bringing his carbon over there. But V'chol Sheyeshne Bebiyah, whoever cannot come, in Bava is not in the midst of bringing it. Now, a tummy person obviously cannot go into the Beis HaMikdash because it says in the Pasuk Midbar, if he comes in the state of Tumma, he gets cars. So therefore, he does not have the midst of bringing his carbon. Ella, but Aril, which Tzitzit points out which carbon is we told him, but definitely regarding the Oilus Re'iyah. But Ella Aril, but a Jew that's uncircumcised, not because he's not keeping the mitzvahs, simply because his brothers died when they got circumcised, so for to protect his life, he's not being circumcised. But Manolo, where do we know that he doesn't have the mitzvah of bringing his Eilis Re'iyah to the Beis HaMikdash? Says Yomor, because Haman, you know who the town of the Brais is? It's Rabbi Kivahi. The Marbi La'orl Kutami, that he includes an uncircumcised individual like a tummy person. And just like we said, for a tummy person, he can't come, and therefore he doesn't send, so to the Oral. The time like Lena Braisa. Kibayim says, when it says in the Pasuk of Yikra, Ish, where the Pasuk there says, Mizera Aaron from the children of Aaron, meaning the Kahanim, but Tzuruah Zav, if he has Tzuras, or is Azav, so then he's telling me he has to stay away from the Kachim. What's Ish? L'rabbi says, oh, that's coming to include someone who's uncircumcised, that is like a tummy person, which is, if he's a kohen, he's not supposed to eat truma. Oh, so that's the same thing, just like we're saying regarding a tummy person is exempt from re'iyah, so to an oral is exempt from re'iyah. Similarly, turn about in the braisa, that tummy patim in re'iyah, someone whose tummy is exempt from the mitzvah of re'iyah. So it's like it says in the pasuk, uvasa shama vavesa shama, you're going to come there and you're going to bring your carbon over there, which teaches us, kosh yeshna mebi yeshna ava. Whoever's in the midst of coming to the Beis HaMikdash is in the midst of bringing his carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. V'chosha in the mebi'ah, like a tummy person, ein ava is not in the midst of bringing his carbon. Now, saying what we mentioned before, one of the cases that we mentioned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yechon medavai oimer meshum Rabbi Yehudi, says, suma ba'achas me'enav, and he says a blind person is even in just one of his eyes, his patmari is exempt from ear. Why? Kishnema says in the pasuk in Shema, is yida yida, meaning, and we mentioned this drush in a previous daf, which it's read yira, but you could, if it's just the words itself, you would read it yira, which teaches us to compare seeing and being seen. Kederach sheba liris, just like Hashem comes to see you, kach bo lira is so too, Hashem should be seen by you, which is ma bo liris b'shteinim, just like Hashem sees you with, so to speak, his two eyes, af lira is b'shteinim, so too, he should be seen by you with two eyes, meaning if a person is blind, even one eye doesn't qualify for the mitzvah of ri'ah. Now, the Gemara continues with the Agadic teachings, which one of them is related to a pasuk we mentioned before. Rav Huna, ki matl haikra of yira yira, which we just mentioned right now. So, bachi, he would cry. Why? Because Amma, he would say like this. Eved, regarding his servant, who is so dear to his master, that shadabim mitzapa leleraisa, that the master is anticipating to see him, which he wants the mitzvah of, come, I want to see you. Like we said, yira yira, that you should be seen by Hashem. Yisrachi Gremendor is going to be so distanced from him. How could it be that the day has reached that he's turned into an enemy and Hashem is trying to distance him and actually commands that he shouldn't see him? Just like it says in the Pasuk Yishaya that we mentioned before, he's on the top of the Amit, Kisavoy Lir is punning, and they come to see my face. Who asked this from your hands? Ramois Chaser, to trample my courtyards. I don't want to see you. So he would cry, say, how could it be that such a turn of events that we Hashem was anticipating to see us, and now he says, get away, I don't want to see you. Similarly, the Gemara continues with many such teachings that Rav Huna, Kimati Lahaikra, also Rav Huna, and when he reached a different pasuk, also Bachi, he would cry. Pasuk in Devarim says in the pasuk, "Bezevachta shlamim v'chalta sham." You'll slaughter your shlamim and you'll eat it over there. Which Evet Shadapa Mitzapa Lechal Shachan, that you have a servant that his master is anticipating that she eat on this table. Come, slaughter the shlamim from my table and eat over there. Yisrachimim is going to be so distanced from him. So like I said, the pasuk in Yeshaya. Hashem says, why do I need all these multitude of kabbanas you bring? Get away, I don't want. So you see, he would cry the turn of events. Similarly, Rabbi Lazar, when he reached the following pasuk, he would cry. Pasuk in Bereishis says, when Yosef revealed himself and said, Ani Yosef, the brothers, they couldn't answer him. They were confounded from in front of him. Oh, what just happened of their whole life just being shown to them about what they tried to do, and look what ended up happening. So he would cry, and you would say, "Matei chacha." If the rebuke, which they were being rebuked to their face for the sin that they had tried to do, what they committed to Yosef, Shabbos of Adam, it was just the flesh and blood. Yosef himself was rebuking them. Kach, that was their response, that they were so confounded they didn't even know what to say. So techacha shakadosh baruch hu, when Hashem shows us, the word techacha, rebuke, is actually meichich, he proves, he just shows us the reality. Halachas come and become all the more so how we're not going to have anything what to say. Rabbi Lazar came out like Krah. Again, Rabbi Lazar, when he reached the following pasuk, Bach, he would cry a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. Says, "Vayimish Shmuel Ashal." Shmuel said to Shmuel, "Lama higas tani lahalis?" I say, "Why did you bother me to pick me up? Why you scare me?" Now, this was a story where Shmuel didn't know what to do, and he brought Shmuel up through necromancy, through kishuv, to get and hear from him from the dead what he needed to hear from him. Now, if Shmuel, the righteous one, the famous Shmuel HaNavi, he was afraid of judgment. So, all the more so us, how can we not be afraid of judgment? Definitely would cry when they get that pasuk. Now, says Shmuel Mahi, what's the story of Shmuel? How do you know that he was afraid? It's because the pasuk says before that, the woman who was doing the kishuv said to Shaul, Elohim Re'isi Olam, a great person I see coming up. Now, problem is, it should have said Ayla. Aylim is in the plural. They're coming up, which is Trey Mashman. It sounds like there was two people, but she was only bringing up Shmuel. What's two people? So says the Gemara, Chad Shmuel, yeah, one was Shmuel, but the Idach, the other one, was the Azul Shmuel. Shmuel went va'aisi l'Moshe ba'adeh, he went to bring Moshe with him. Amalei said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Dilma chas v'shal, maybe heaven besek l'dinim esbeinah, maybe I'm being summoned for justice. Kumbadoi, come with me. There's nothing that was written in the Torah that I didn't fulfill. I want you to come and help me out. Which text explains exactly what would Moshe Rabbeinu do for Shmuel. But you see how afraid he was of judgment that he needed to summon Moshe Rabbeinu, all the more so us. The Gemara brings Rebbe Ami, ki matl haikra, when he would reach the following pasuk bachi, he would cry. It's the pasuk in Eicha. It says, Yitin ba'arfer piu. He puts earth in his mouth. Ule yesh tikva, maybe there's hope. So Amma, he said, kule hai, but ule so much that they're filling their mouths with dust and maybe all the afflictions that we're receiving, all the terrible retribution in the Eicha, and then it's still in doubt, maybe there's going to be hope. So therefore he would cry. So to Rabbami, he might like crow, and he would reach the following pasuk bach, he would cry in the pasuk in Sefanya. Bakshu tzedek, seek justice. Bakshu anova, seek humility. Ule tisasru b'yem af Hashem. Maybe you'll be concealed in the day of the anger of God. So Amma, he would say, Kula have a ulai so much, a person with tzedek, a person with anova, and maybe he's going to be concealed in the day when Hashem's fury is there, so he would cry. Rebbe Asi, kimat like kra bachem, and he would reach the following pasuk in Amos, he would cry. Sinu ra, hate evil, ve'evu toiv and love good, ve'tzigu b'shar mishpat, and bring to the gate justice. Ula yechnen Hashem alekitzva tzvakas. Maybe God, the Lord of hosts, will have compassion. And he would say, Kula have a ula, he would cry and say, all that, a person could be such a tzaddik, and then maybe Hashem will have mercy. Rav Yosef, kimat la'ikra bachim, when he would reach the pasuk in Mishlei, he would cry. V'yesh nisva, you have a person that could pass away, b'loy mishpat, without judgment, meaning without any sin in his hands, and it really wasn't justice for him to pass away. So the girsa we have is Amar, he would say, which, however, the girsa takes out Amar, and it's actually the Gemara asking, he would cry by that pasuk, but the Gemara says, "Mi'ikad da'azal b'leizimni." It's really possible that someone should pass away not in their appropriate time. So the Gemara, "In yes, kihod derav bibi b'rabaya, have a shchir kabei malach mavus." The angel of death would frequent by him, which Taisa says that he wouldn't necessarily tell him what was happening then, but he would tell him all the old stories that he had. Which Amalei, the malach mavus said to him, said to Lashluchei, and this is a story that he was telling from way back. But the malach mavus said to his agent, Zil Aisili Miriam, a godless sayer in the Shaya. Go ahead, bring me Miriam, the one who braids the hair of the women. In other words, kill that woman. Azul, that agent, went Aisili Miriam, a godless dardiki. Actually, brought him a different Miriam. Miriam, the playgroup that took care of the young children, who brought up the young children, the program coordinator. So Amalei. So he said, the Malach Mava said to him, I know Miriam Megadla Sayer, Nishaya Amalach. I told you, bring me the Miriam that breeds the women's hair. So Amalei, so the agent said, Yachi Hadri, so should I take this Miriam and bring her back to life? Amalei, the Malach Mava said to him, no, Hoyle Vaisisa, since you brought her, Lava Lemignon, let her be for the count, where there's, we say in the Yom Neram, besides who's going to die, it's also how many are going to die. So let her be counted for those who are the count who's supposed to die. So the question then is, so he asked him, Ella, If it wasn't her time to die, hechiyachlisla. So he asked the Malach Mavis, how were you able to take her? So he says, havas nikita mitara biyada. So this is what the agent had said, that this Miriam, who was not supposed to die, was holding the poker, which is the stick that's used of the oven. Now havas kashagra is a ketinta of hem and aleph umacharya. She was moving it around and she was cleaning tanur, the oven. Shekalta, she took it vanachta agabod de karin, she put it on her foot. Now, Katcha, she burnt herself, the Isra Mazla, and then her Mazla was weakened. Anytime a person is in a dangerous situation, their, so to speak, their heavenly flow is weakened. And Vaisisa, and there I was able to bring her, because since she was in a vulnerable situation, she was able to be killed. Now, Amalei Rabbi Babai, so Rabbi Babai heard the story, the Malach Mavis told him, he said, Eslach Rishus Lemeber Hachid, do you have permission to do such a thing? Amalei, so Malach Mavis said to him, but doesn't it say in the Pasuk V'yesh Nisva B'lei Mishpat that someone could die without judgment? But Amalei, he said back to him, but he said, but yeah, but it says the pasuk kalis dar ha'ilef v'dar ba. The generation goes and generation comes, meaning there's a whole destiny over here. How could you take someone early? So Amar, he said, you're right. What I do is, I don't give over that neshama right away to the one who's in charge of the dead, which is the Malach's name is Duma. Rather, I shepherd them. I mean, I keep them with me and they float around the world. Adam Malaluhu, until they fill up the years that they were supposed to, and that's called Ladara for their generation. V'hadam mashlaim in alei laduma, and then you're right, then I give them over to Duma. So Malay says, "Etem seiv seiv shnei ma'avatet." So what do you do with those years that a person was supposed to live, where they were taken early and they didn't live out those years? So he says, if there's a Talmudic scholar, de ma'avir b'milei, that goes beyond his words, meaning he's ma'aval me'daisav, he goes beyond his exact measurement of his character, me'sifno le'o le'i, I add on to his years, v'avichlufei, and he is the exchange for that person that passed away earlier, he lives out those years of that individual.